ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो 14 and 15, सो आई जस्ट से 14 एंड देन वी कैन रिपीट टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। तस्मादकीर्ति यशसोर जयापाजययोरपि समाशत सुख दुखाभ्यं मृत्यु जीवतयोस्तथा। Translation: since everything is dependent on the supreme will of the personality of Godhead, one should be equipoised in fame and defamation, victory and defeat, life and death, in their effects represented as happiness and distress. One should maintain oneself in equilibrium without anxiety. Text number 15. Satvam rajastama iti prakritenatmano gunaha तत्र साक्षिणाम् आत्मनाम् यो वेद स न बध्यते सत्वा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: वन हु नोज दैट द थ्री क्वालिटीज गुडनेस पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस आर नॉट क्वालिटीज ऑफ द सोल बट क्वालिटीज ऑफ मटीरियल नेचर, and who knows that the pure soul is simply an observer of the actions and reactions of these qualities, should be understood to be a liberated person. He is not bound by these qualities. Purport: as the Lord explains in Bhagavad Gita 18.54, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. When one attains self-realization, the Brahma-Bhuta stage, one knows that whatever happens during his life is due to the contamination of the modes of material nature. The living being, the pure soul, has nothing to do with these modes. In the midst of the hurricane of the material world, everything changes very quickly. But if one remains silent and simply observes the action reactions of the hurricane, he is understood to be liberated. The real qualification of the liberated soul is that he remains Krishna conscious, undisturbed by the actions and reactions of the material energy. Such a liberated person is always jubilant. He never laments or aspires for anything. Since everything is supplied by the Supreme Lord, the living entity, being fully dependent on him, should not protest or accept anything in terms of his personal sense gratification. Rather, he should receive everything as the mercy of the Lord and remain steady in all circumstances.